Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Dan Ponce, morning co-anchor, Channel 9, WGN-TV's on the phone. Hi, Dan. Good morning.
Good morning, John. How you guys doing?
We're doing real well. Thanks for talking to us. I know that you just got off the air a little while ago. Your mother-in-law is where? In Yokohama on that Diamond Princess, correct?
That's correct, yep. She is celebrating her 50th anniversary with her husband, and they're both quarantined on the ship. They cannot leave their room. They have been there for on the ship for a good couple weeks, and they've been quarantined in their room for about 8 days. They've got about 6 days to go.
So for 2 weeks, I guess that's the period of time where the thing can be dormant. And if after 2 weeks quarantined in the room, they don't show, is that the strategy then?
Correct. So the hope is that on the 19th, they will have no symptoms and will be allowed to leave the ship. I assume then that they're going to be transported directly to the airport, and they'll be able to fly home to, we hope, to O'Hare. They live in southern Indiana, but we're hoping they can fly to O'Hare. We can pick them up, and this nightmare can be over. It's been really, really stressful, but they're in pretty good spirits.
Well, that's what it sounds like. You posted the picture of the Valentine's-shaped hearts that she cut out of paper and put on her door thanking the crew, which I think tells me everything I need to know about your mother-in-law and maybe your wife, for that matter. Are they able to walk around the deck? Do they go to the dining room or anything like that?
No. So they're one of the lucky passengers that they have their own private balcony, so they're able to get some fresh air on their own. The crew delivers meals to them 3 times a day, and they're confined to their room. The picture that I posted today on Twitter and on Facebook, people should really check it out because it really is remarkable, and you're absolutely right. It says everything about her because, I think the crew and the passengers at this point are really, there's a sense of resolve. They're in it together. They're not blaming the cruise ship company. The cruise ship company, Diamond Princess, or I'm not sure what the company is, the parent company, but yeah. They're at the mercy of the Japanese government. So the Japanese Ministry of Health is taking full jurisdiction. And I think from what I've heard passengers say, the crew is really taking good care of them. So she made these Valentines, and it's just adorable. She got them on their front door thanking the crew. I think there's a guy named Charlie, I guess, has been taking care of them. They're in good spirits because they do not have any symptoms, and they're just doing their best to stay positive.
Boy, it must have been a hell of a thing, though, when they first got the word and they worried about their own personal safety and health. I mean, while she's making the best of it, there must have been some grim moments there, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it started with just one guy. One guy got off in Hong Kong, and then the crew was notified that he tested positive for coronavirus, and he'd been on the crew for a long time. So about that time, they were coming into Japan, and that's when they made the decision to quarantine everyone. Nice. I'm very thankful that the ship is in Japan right now and not China. In Japan, the communications are wide open. There's nothing's being censored. The lines are open. The phones are open. They text. They have every entertainment option available to them.
You're talking about Japan, where your mother-in-law is.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. The ship is docked outside of near Tokyo in Yokohama, and that's where they're right now.
Were they in China, how different would it be?
That's a good question because we just don't know. There's just been reports of, communication out of China has been, regulated in some cases. So we don't know what it would be like. But in Japan, the lines are wide open.
Yeah.
They've been very transparent about the situation, both on the cruise ship side. The captain speaks to the passengers several times a day, giving them updates. There's been, almost every day there's been a couple more people that test positive for coronavirus, and they're then taken off the ship and headed to hospitals that are on the mainland.
So does laundry come and go then, and do the attendants that serve the food or service the room, wear face masks and hazmat gloves and stuff like that?
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's no laundry service. So they've been using the same, you know, towels and all that. They can't clean their clothes, nothing like that. But the food, as I understand, is very well inspected and clean. And, yes, the crew wears all the protective gear when they're delivering the food.
Gosh.
So my wife and I have just been concerned that, you know, in quarantining all these passengers, they're actually doing more harm than good, and people continue to get sick on the ship.
Right.
So there's nothing we can do about it. We're at the mercy of the Japanese Ministry of Health, and they're doing their best. But as far as we know, this quarantine will stand until next week, and we're just hoping that my wife's parents won't have any symptoms, and they'll be able to get off the ship and fly home as soon as possible.
I take your point. I mean, I'm reading, and I know you've surely read more than I have, but there's a bit of a disagreement about keeping it contained there, but then are you almost ensuring that people will more likely get infected, or should you let them off and let them get away? It's sort of like the best place to get sick is at a hospital. This is
right.
Where the virus is, so why are we holding the people captive there? How about we take them off?
I know. It's a really tough situation. I think they just have a sense of resolve that, you know, they can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
And on the 19th, we're hoping to get a clean bill of health, and they'll put them on their way. The cruise ship has refunded all their money, and it's a very expensive cruise, and they've given them a credit for another cruise. I'm not sure they'll take that at this point.
Well, maybe not at this point, but I like your attitude also that, you know, what are you going to do? It's an international thing. It happens. You're in the wrong place at the wrong time. What about wine and cocktails? Is the crew bringing that around?
No. I think in special occasions, I don't know what she posted a picture on Facebook of them with a couple of Bud Light, canned Bud Light beers, but I don't think they've been really letting the alcohol flow out there.
Well, wait a minute now. This is a crisis.
I was just going to say, I think I could manage, but if you're cutting me off, that's why we go on cruises. Are you kidding me?
Exactly. I mean, think about it for a second. What would you do for people who are married out there to be with your spouse quarantined in one room for 2 weeks? I mean, it's crazy to think about.
And imagine if you're one of those people without a balcony, too. That's a nightmare. Well, the best attitude from your mother-in-law. Follow Dan, your Twitter account. What's your social media handle?
Yeah, social media is Dan Ponce TV. So I have some good posts up there on Twitter and on Facebook, and we're trying to keep you updated. One quick funny story I'll tell there. Their neighbors next door are Japanese, and they blast Elvis and Christian rock all day.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Again, the liquor. The
I'm
liquor.
I'm out of time. Thank you, Dan.
See you guys.
We have to talk to him again.